price. Brand new label, new low price. Milnut. That's nice.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now, here with Music on Records, is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. As always, gee, you're pronouncing that name so loud and so beautiful. Not only the Howard Miller part, but the more important name, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. We're back on the air, clear across this country and around the world, and today with a couple of real pretty sides. Not quite as pretty as the young lady who made them and who happens to be gracing our microphone table here at the famed CBS Center in Chicago. Her name is Betty Martin. You'll get a chance to meet this young recording artist from ABC Paramount in just a moment. But this is going to be one of those exceptional shows in which we play both sides of one record, all of which proves that we must think they're both pretty good sides, and we do because we think the talent who made them is excellent indeed. So let's listen to the first side of Betty Martin's before we talk to her, and this happens to be called My Honey's Loving Arms.
I love your loving arms. They hold the world a charm, a place to nestle so when I am lonely. A cozy, easy chair. Oh, what a happy pair. One caress, happiness seems to bless my little honey. I love you more each day. When years have passed away, you'll find my love belongs to you only. Cause when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving arms. I love your loving arms. They hold a world of charms, a place to nestle when I am lonely. I love you more each day. When years have passed away, you'll find my love belongs to you only.
That's a real cute little number called My Honey's Loving Arms. That apparently is the plug side of the new ABC Paramount record done by Betty Martin. At least we'll find out from the horse's mouth, but what a pretty little filly it is that we're going to find out from in just a moment or so. Let me say a word, please, first about Wrigley Spearmint, if I may. Now, you know this gum product because people have known it and enjoyed it for years. A gum product that just can't be topped for real enjoyment. And, of course, the chewing action of Wrigley Spearmint means that it's good for you because that chewing action is what keeps your teeth clean and attractive, always keeps your breath sweet. And I'll tell you, for relaxation, there isn't another product in the world that you can turn to that can give you so much downright deep satisfaction as just leaning back, relaxing, and enjoying the minty goodness of Wrigley Spearmint. So if it's convenient for you to do so today, I hope that you will. When you shop for the other groceries, why don't you pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint? You like it, the whole family will, and it's good for you. But please ask for it by name, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I like it, and I know that you will, too. Well, let's talk to the filly. That's a heck of a way to introduce a girl singer by referring to a horse, and I certainly want to apologize, Betty, because you would only stand about four hands high, I think, as horses are measured. How are you?
I think so, too. Fine, Howard.
So nice having you here. Of course, it is not like I don't know you, because you're a part of our Chicago set and have worked local radio and television here for quite some time. When did you start your career, Betty?
Well, actually, Howard, I started singing in high school, and I've been singing for a long time, but it's been a thing that I have worked at. I've worked with bands, and then I quit for a while. Now I've been back seriously for 2.5 years.
Why did you quit, Betty?
Well, I was a little afraid of the business, to be perfectly honest with you.
Feel
Howard.
Insecure?
It's a certain insecurity. I was just a little bit afraid. I don't want to be mediocre. I would like very, very much to do well. And I was just afraid. I was sort of in the middle, and I was just a little bit afraid of that next step. So I
That's a wonderful attitude to have, though, Betty. In other words, if you couldn't be the top of the heap or at least be successful and be good, you'd rather study home economics or something and be a dutiful housewife and nothing else, is that it?
I felt that way for a while, but I am back now all the way and have been for a little over 2 years, and I feel very, very happy to be back. I really love the business. I love to sing, and I think once you've had that, it's very, very difficult to get away.
Well, the business itself is so exciting that it's pretty hard to contemplate doing anything else after you've had just a little bit of a sweet taste of this luxury call show business, because even the
true.
People who are not successful in it still love it and would rather be mildly unsuccessful or successful than a tremendous success in something else. Now, Betty, you say that you started at the high school level, I presume in amateur shows, things of that sort,
sure.
But you must have had some formal voice coaching.
Yes,
was there some
I
teacher
have.
Here in Chicago that you studied with?
Yes, I studied with three, as a matter of fact. One young lady's right here at CBS in charge of talent now, Carolyn Gilbert.
Oh, sure.
And she's great, and I also worked with Russell Brooks and have been working with him the past year, and prior to that, a lady by the name of Seal Fields.
Mm-hmm.
So I've worked with three Chicago people, all of whom I think are just great.
Well, now, had they suggested to you ever that you should consider styles of song? Are you presumably going to be a rhythm singer entirely, or would you like to do the heavier things? Would you like to do musical comedy?
No, I don't think I have a voice for musical comedy, Howard. I don't think the instrument is there for large, big voice singing. We all have a... I don't think that anyone can improve upon what God gave you. I think you have a certain instrument to work with, and you have to make the most of what you have. You can develop a little more volume, a little more presence, but actually I have a fairly soft voice and will always have, just as Doris Day or Peggy mm-hmm. Lee, and so therefore you really can't force something that would
yes.
never be there in volume.
And yet you build out pretty good on this one side that we've played. And I'm going to make a confession. I think you know that on my local radio shows, I think I've been going to the other side just a little bit, the you, me, and us side. But apparently I'm wrong, because indications from ABC Paramount New York is that this is the side that they think is the plug side, and it seems to be breaking out in certain isolated areas, isn't it?
I think, yes, and I think My Honey's Love and Arms is such a combination. I think that Sid Feller did a fabulous arrangement on
yes,
that
he
song,
did.
Howard. I absolutely love the arrangement. The opening with the wah-wahs, the minute it starts, it has a certain excitement and keeps building. And I think it's the arrangement, although the song, You, Me, and Us, is a particular favorite of mine also.
You sort of like it, too.
Yes.
But I guess we better not argue with people like Sid Feller, because he knows a lot more than both of us put together, doesn't he?
He sure does.
But I don't think it's the purpose of a disc jockey anyway to determine which is the side. I think expose all of them and let the public decide which side that they like. However, I am rather alerted to the fact that you say that you liken yourself to a balladeer style of singing or singer, and yet these are both rhythm tunes. Would you have preferred that one side or that the rhythm tune be coupled with a ballad? Would you like to do straight ballad stuff?
Well, no, not straight ballad stuff. I would have liked one ballad and one rhythm song, but I probably didn't make myself quite clear, Howard. I think that a person without a great big voice and a lot of volume can do rhythm songs as long as they have personality in their voice.
Uh-huh.
And I can belt to a point. I didn't mean that I can't belt. It's just a question of a soft, low sound.
You've got quality there.
It would be a
timbre.
Certain quality, that's right, that could never be a rhythm and blues type singer, for instance, or a real, real big belter.
Yes.
But
well,
I feel
course,
I can do rhythm songs.
Generally, singers, and particularly girl singers, who have probably a lot more heart for everything in life, girls more than boys, I think I'm safe in saying that, like ballads because it expresses a storyline that's a little prettier than the storyline here. I mean, this is really not great music from the standpoint of carrying a message. And ballads, of course, usually take a message right into the heart and the home, and I think probably that's why you as a girl like it just a little bit.
Probably better. So. And then the two sides you're referring to, of course, are happy sides, and although, as you say, it doesn't have a message, it makes you happy and kind of makes you want to...
It's a real hardship these days, isn't it, for a girl singer like yourself or any girl singer to select music, because the trend has been so radically to one form of music, which is that loud rim shot of a drum and rock and roll and the afterbeat, that this doesn't lend itself well to a girl's voice. I presume that you, along with all the rest of the girl singers, would love this monkey business to end and go back to nice music, wouldn't you?
Well, I have to admit that I'd like to see some girls get a record. I'm getting just
Isn't it ironical? Not angry.
That isn't fair, but a little bit bored looking at all of these boys that are doing so well, and I guess we're all just a little jealous. All the girls are a little envious of this.
Paradoxically enough, I wrote an article. I do a little record article each Sunday in one of our Chicago papers, the Sun-Times, and I wrote a couple of weeks ago about how the entire chart of bestsellers in Billboard 2 weeks ago, the first 20 songs, first 20 records were all made by boys, and I was very flattered that Billboard picked up the story and ran it this week in the current issue, and I think this is the first time in the history of the business it's ever been that way. The top 20 best-selling records in the country, every single one of them done by a boy. But it's a little bit too late to change that for you now, isn't it?
I don't know. It's a man's world, Howard. That's all I got to say. This proves it.
Well, you still have babies better. So let's listen to the other side of this record, ABC Paramount, done by Betty Martin, just a charming little vocalist who is here in our studio today in Chicago. And we'll listen to Betty sing You, Me, and Us.
Church and the steeple. Some people I know I'm fond of, and so all day I keep singing about them. For one of them's you, and darling, it's true, I find that I can't live without them. You, me, and us, we are my favorite people. We all go together like peaches and cream, or bells with the church and the steeple. The stars were as bright as diamonds the night we met, and we danced and we flirted. With one look at you, my dream had come true, and nothing will ever divert it. You, me, and us, we are my favorite people. We all go together like peaches and cream, or bells with the church and the steeple. Now outside town, we've all settled down. Our place isn't big, but it's cozy. I know that you're mine, and everything's fine. Our future forever is rosy. You, me, and us, we are my favorite people. We all go together like peaches and cream, our bells with the church and the steeple. We all go together like peaches and cream. You, me, and us.
A swell record done by Betty Martin, Two Fine Sides. Betty, that must have been a little bit tricky to sing because you've got two very decided modulations or key changes. Is that tough for you to achieve?
Well, I think it's very difficult to do, usually. The only consolation in a record session is that the pressure is not there quite as much. You know, if you are a shade one way or the other, you can do it again.
Uh-huh.
On a live performance, it is difficult.
That's
because
right.
If you're a shade off, someone at home can say, well, gee, that doesn't sound like the record.
You know, if ever I make a record, and I'm sure that I never will, I want those Ray Charles singers to back me up, too. That must be a great feeling of security to have them in the background.
It is, and they're the funniest to work with. They're just great. They come in, they sit and knit, and they talk about what they're going to do Sunday, and they're not at all concerned, and all of a sudden somebody says, here's your work for the day. They haven't even looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And they get up, and Sid Feller says, all right, on the downbeat, boom, let's go. And sight reading, they
sound like
this on the first take.
Yeah, they're the greatest.
Oh, it's just amazing.
As a matter of fact, I note from my program sheet here that this is published by Roncom. That's the Perry Como publishing firm.
Yes, it is.
So it's understandable why the Ray Charles singers would be wanting to do this song for you because they're very close to Perry.
Yes.
Betty, thank you so very much for being here. I hope that this is just the first record of a lot of them that you make, all of which achieve for you the gold record award of a million sellers. Thanks an awful lot for being here.
Thank you so much, Howard.
Betty Martin, who records for ABC Paramount, and today we deviated a little from our norm. We played both sides of the record because we'd like to see this young girl become the star she deserves to be. Let me tell you something in passing, just as a program note. She looks exactly like as Elizabeth Taylor. Whew! So we'll see you all tomorrow at the same time. Until then, remember, please, Wrigley, Spearmint, Chewing Gum. Thanks very much for listening. This is Howard Miller turning things back over to our star. And isn't he cute, Betty? His name is Joe Foss.
Join Howard tomorrow at this time when his guests will be the Andrews Sisters on the CBS Radio Network.
CBS Chicago, the WBBM Air Theater.
WBBM FM, Chicago.
Good taste. Entertainment.